Welcome to the 5-Minute History Podcast from 5minutehistory.com, where we take a historical look at things in about 5 minutes. If you enjoy the show and would like to support us, please consider buying us a coffee. Head on over to 5minutehistory.com/coffee to see how. This is episode 70, The History of the Police Service. The history of the police service is a fascinating journey through time, reflecting the evolution of societies and their need for law and order. Policing, in various forms, has existed for centuries, but the modern police service as we recognize it today has its roots in the 19th century. Before the establishment of formal police forces, maintaining order was largely the responsibility of local communities, with informal systems of justice and security emerging as societies developed. In ancient civilizations, policing was often carried out by soldiers or appointed officials. In ancient Egypt, pharaohs employed a network of officials and guards to maintain control, while the Roman Empire had the cohortes urbanae, a paramilitary force that acted as both a policing unit and a means of quelling civil unrest. Similarly, medieval England relied on a system known as the tithing, where groups of 10 households were collectively responsible for maintaining order and reporting crimes. This early form of community policing laid the foundation for later law enforcement systems. The evolution of policing in England took a significant step forward with the introduction of the watch and ward system. This method involved local men serving as watchmen, patrolling towns at night to deter crime and alert authorities to disturbances. However, these watchmen were often unpaid volunteers or conscripts, lacking the training and authority to be truly effective. In the 17th and 18th centuries, as urban populations grew, crime and disorder became more prevalent, leading to increasing calls for a more organized system of law enforcement. One of the earliest attempts to establish a professional policing body came in the form of the Bow Street Runners, founded in London in the mid-18th century by Magistrate Henry Fielding. This group of officers, sometimes regarded as the first British detective force, was tasked with investigating crimes and apprehending criminals. Despite their effectiveness, the Bow Street Runners were limited in number and scope, highlighting the need for a more extensive policing structure. The turning point in the history of policing came in 1829 with the establishment of the Metropolitan Police Service in London by then Home Secretary Sir Robert Peel. This marked the beginning of the first modern, organised police force, designed to prevent crime rather than merely react to it. Officers, known as bobbies or peelers, were issued with uniforms to distinguish them from the military, and their guiding principle was the notion of policing by consent. This principle, which remains central to British policing today, emphasized that the power of the police comes from public approval rather than from state coercion. The model established by Peel proved highly effective and was soon replicated across Britain and beyond. Other cities and towns established their own police forces, and by the mid-19th century, policing had become an essential aspect of urban governance. The County Police Act of 1839 further expanded the reach of policing, allowing counties to form their own forces, while the detective branch, established in 1842, laid the groundwork for the modern criminal investigation system. During the latter half of the 19th century, police forces developed further, adopting new technologies and methods to improve efficiency. Telegraph communication allowed for quicker coordination between officers, and forensic science began to play a role in criminal investigations. By the early 20th century, police forces had expanded their reach, and specialist units such as the Criminal Investigation Department, CID, emerged to handle serious crimes. The introduction of motorized patrols and the use of radio communication further enhance the effectiveness of policing. The world wars had a profound impact on policing, as officers were called upon to manage wartime security, enforce blackout regulations, and combat espionage. In the post-war years, police forces adapted to a rapidly changing society, dealing with new challenges such as organized crime, civil unrest, and technological advancements. The mid-20th century saw the professionalization of the police service, with improved training, recruitment processes, and oversight mechanisms. The introduction of women into the police service also marked a significant shift, broadening the role and perspective of law enforcement. In the latter decades of the 20th century, the role of the police continued to evolve in response to societal changes. The advent of community policing aimed to build trust between officers and the public, reinforcing the idea that the police should work in partnership with communities rather than act as an authoritarian force. This approach sought to address concerns over police misconduct and improve relationships with marginalized groups. Advances in technology, including CCTV, computerized databases, and DNA analysis, revolutionized crime detection and prevention, making policing more efficient and effective. The 21st century has brought new challenges and opportunities for the police service. The rise of cybercrime, terrorism, and complex financial crimes has required police forces to adapt rapidly, integrating digital forensics and intelligence-led policing into their operations. At the same time, issues of police accountability, racial profiling, and the use of force have sparked debates about reform and oversight. Modern police forces must balance traditional law enforcement with the need to engage with communities, build public trust, and ensure justice is administered fairly. Despite the many changes that have shaped policing over the centuries, the core principles established by Sir Robert Peel remain fundamental. The idea that the police derive their authority from the people they serve continues to guide law enforcement agencies across the world. As society evolves, so too must the police service, constantly adapting to new threats, technologies, and expectations. Whether in the form of foot patrols on city streets or sophisticated cybercrime investigations, the police service remains an essential institution, upholding law and order in an ever-changing world. Thanks for listening to the 5-Minute History podcast from 5minutehistory.com. If you enjoy the show and would like to support us, please leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts, and don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. If you would like to support us more directly, then please consider buying us a coffee. Head on over to 5minutehistory.com/coffee to see how. You may also be interested in our other 5-Minute podcasts, which you can find at 5minuteproductions.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.